Hi, this is a dictation for Cecily Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y-T-I-L-L-M-A-N. Data services 424-2023. And the patient returns after her procedure that was done on 4-20-2023, stating that narco is not relieving her pain, and her pain in the mid-back is now very severe, and is requesting an MRI. Cervical spine MRI was positive for one single herniated disc at C5 and 6. However, lumbar spine MRI was completely normal, and right shoulder MRI was completely normal. And the patient now pointing out severe pain in the area of T10 and 11 and 12, for which an MRI has not been done. This pain is constant, and she thinks the pain is around 7 with no radiation. The upper back pain and neck pain is still 7, and lower back pain is 6 according to her. However, she points more towards the left sacroiliac joint. She also reports of radiation of pain in the right posterior part of the leg up to the ankle for last several months. And because the MRI for lumbar spine has been normal, we have not done any other testing. And the pain level reported by the patient today is 9, and she could not sleep because of this pain. She's very anxious, depressed, and upset. She's not been back to work. All of the symptoms are reported as a result of an accident that occurred on 10-18-2022, which has been described before. Patient does have a relief of pain, 90% improvement with the therapy and stretching, traction, massage, as well as injection treatment. And the areas that are reported affected are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, to the tune of 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. For the system review, for additional history, and for substance abuse history and compliance history, please review the chart. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 89/53, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is the same as the previous visit of 3/29/2023. Dictation number is 0410-068. The plan of care is as follows. The patient has been provided a cervical epidural steroid injection on 4/20/2023, and we believe that it should bring significant relief. An MRI of the thoracic spine is being ordered since there is a pain being complained at the level of T10 and 11 and 12, although no positive findings are noticed in this area, except for slight tenderness in the spine area. Other than that, patient will continue with her therapy, and she has been updated for her medication. I have renewed her medication to Percocet. However, it is 1 week early, and we believe that it will not be filled. So when the medication is filled, it will be next week, which is fine with me. She's continuing her chiropractic treatment and neurology treatment. She's been referred to psychiatric treatment. A on-lux photomodulation has been ordered. And she did have a MRI for thoracic spine ordered on the last visit also on 3/1/2023. And she has not somehow done that MRI. And so now we have reordered. She also was referred to Dr. Mohan for neurosurgery, who decided not to do any surgical intervention. And so we are now at the at this level time, we are trying to solve her sacroiliac joint pain, which is possibly the cause of her pain in the lower back. And cervical epidural steroid injection, another one will be done next month. Thank you. Kindly do send this dictation to Maya Sternberg, M-A-Y-A-F-T-E-R-N 22@gmail.com. Thank you.